Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we're all distracted with COVID and COVID tests and boosters and feeding voters and voting lines and making sure they get their food and water as if there's nobody else on the planet starving, Russia's making some moves. Now, you guys might be following this a lot closer than I have, but the U.S. has just gotten some details that Russia is planning a quote-unquote false flag operation in eastern Ukraine to, I guess, have an excuse to jump and start a fight. The official said the U.S. has evidence that the operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces. So my guess, false flag, you guys that have more military experience than I do, I have nil. All I have are family members who are military, and trust me, I feel guilty about that every day that I haven't served my country in that capacity. But for those of you with military experience, can you explain false flag? Is that where somebody pretends they were attacked by the bad guy when it was their own, and then they could say, all right, guys, look at what happened. Now we have every reason to move in and start a war. So officials on Friday said they believed Russia was mounting a social media disinformation campaign to portray Ukraine as the aggressor. So this means that military conflict might be more immediate. Also, I don't know if you guys know, but a huge cyber attack hit Ukraine. Apparently, early Friday morning local time, all these websites, Ukrainian government websites, social websites, including that of the foreign ministry, had dark screens with a threatening text that said Ukrainians' personal information had been hacked. Ukrainian, all your personal data has been uploaded to the public network. All data on the computer is destroyed. It is impossible to restore them. And this message was in Ukrainian, Russia, and Polish. They said all information about you has become public. Be afraid and wait for the worst. This is for you, your past, present, and future. For Volhynia, for the OUNUIA, Organization of the Ukrainian Nationalists, Ukrainian Insurgent Army, for Galicia, for Polesi, and for historic lands. Now, I guess the UIA and the OUN were Ukrainian ultranationalist groups that fought for independence during the Soviet era, where Galicia, Volhynia, and Polesi are areas that I guess there was a lot high levels of support. So a statement from Ukraine's Ministry of Culture and Information Policy suggests that the text mentioned the groups and regions as a, quote, way to conceal the Russian footprints by hackers. They think it was obvious that this was done on purpose to cast a shadow over the hacker attack on Poland. Russia and its proxies have been working for a long time to create a quarrel between the two friendly neighboring countries. So this is some really manipulative high school girls' bathroom sort of BS. And I don't mean to stereotype what happens in a high school bathroom, but man, how many times does somebody go, look, he said this or she said this about you, and you're like, what? And then all of a sudden you start this big fight, and the person's like, well, I never said that. Who's what? What's going on there? So I don't want there to be any war, any conflict. Some people are like, what happens in the Ukraine stays in the Ukraine. Not entirely. Okay? Russia wants to make some moves. Biden's only president for another 3 months until he, I guess, gives things over to Kamala Harris. And so they have a small window of opportunity to do things. And so I get a little bit nervous because I think we are not very ready. whether it's our cyber dependence, whether it's our firing special forces and high ups in the military and all infantry, everybody, you know, anybody who didn't get vaccinated was at risk. I just don't think we are in a very, very strong position. And the last thing I want right now, while we are being distracted, and I really think COVID was designed to be a distraction, I'm not saying somebody purposely leaked it, but I think that the lack of transparency on what happened, all these variants coming, these waves, even though, yes, there's some immunological, microbiological evidence and logic on how that happens, I really do deep down believe that we are being distracted for a reason. And look at how all our government officials or so many government agencies in many states are like, work from home. We don't even have all hands on deck. Do you realize the National Guard is going to be deployed now to do what? For security? No. COVID tests. We're going to be using our National Guard to pass out COVID tests that miss COVID anyway. And they're going to do this as the peak has been met and we're already on the downslope of Omicron. I'm just a little confused. So according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, said our intelligence community has developed information which has now been downgraded that Russia has laid the groundwork to have the option of fabricating the pretext for an invasion. They said we saw this playbook in 2014. They are preparing this playbook again, and we will have, the administration will have further details on what we see as this potential laying of the pretext to share with the press over the course of the next 24 hours. So I don't know if, you know, we're in a strong enough position to tell Russia back off. I know Russia has had some conversations with Biden. I don't know how scared he was after those conversations. You and I might be scared, but for different reasons. The U.S. says that they've also seen Russian influence actors begin to prime Russian audiences for an intervention, and emphasizing narratives about the deterioration of human rights in Ukraine and increased militancy of Ukrainian leaders. So what they're saying is they have false information, misinformation, and fake news. So I'm not sure what's going on, but what I do know is we've been hacked. I do know that we are very distracted. I think we are also underprepared, not so much from military, but in terms of people saying, look, I'm here to fight, sign me up. So we need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of you guys lost your job or you quit because of these mandates. And it's a shame. I know everybody says, oh, it was only 3% or it was only maybe 6% or... Okay, when you really take a look, that's a lot of workers. That's a lot of people, especially for those businesses that are understaffed. Losing even 1% of your staff can be extremely devastating. So the question now is now that the Supreme Court did not back private business being mandated by OSHA, does that mean you get your job back? Well, if you kind of look a little deeper as to what happened with the Supreme Court didn't necessarily say all mandates are unconstitutional. What they said is it was an overreach by OSHA. Now, a private employer could still do whatever they want. They still have that right. And I actually agree with that. I agree that a private employer has that right. What I don't agree with is this antitrust sort of situation where if you're like, well, I don't want to work for that one hospital, So I'll go and work for another hospital, but that other hospital has that same rule. Then people get kind of screwed because you almost have to leave your profession completely. So what SCOTUS did, what the Supreme Court did, is they said, look, the only way something like this is legal is if Congress passes it. You can't just have a regulatory agency saying, look, in the best interest of workers, we need to force everybody to get a shot. You can't do that, especially since vaccinated people are carrying the virus and still getting sick with the virus. So what SCOTUS did is say, OSHA overreached. No. If Congress wants to pass a mandate, they can for national. If a private employer wants to do the mandate, they can. But having OSHA say if you're a private business, you're going to be in default was a complete overreach. Now, what's going on with the healthcare sector? Well, with the healthcare sector, they have extended the deadline. So with the healthcare sector, they're getting money from the government. And so the government, if they hold the purse strings, they could do what they want. And the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of healthcare sectors having the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. I was a little confused by this one because on one end, they're saying it's do no harm for a medical institution. So their job is to do no harm and to make sure that their patients are safe. My problem with that is then what do you do if you're vaccinated and sick? We're right now in the hospital sector staffing COVID positive and ill vaccinated workers. So I was a little confused that that moved forward while the CDC has asked hospitals to allow COVID infected workers to come and man their posts because there's or stand their posts because there's such a labor shortage. So that's a little, that doesn't make sense. So let me see what their wording is. Let me see if I could quote one of the, Let me see if I could quote one of the justices for this. Okay. I'm sorry. The CMS rule for this, for the mandate, challenged. Here we go. In a 5-4 decision, the court's liberal justices were joined by Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts in declaring CMS has the authority to enforce the mandate, ensuring that providers take steps to avoid transmitting a dangerous virus to their patients is consistent with the fundamental principle of the medical profession. First, do no harm. So the I get what Chief Justice Roberts says. We're not supposed to do harm. But we've already established that vaccinated individuals have and carry the virus. So the mandate is moot to me. But they hold the purse strings. The purse strings. If you want to get Medicare or Medicaid money, you need to do what they say. Now, they have extended the deadline. They have made it a little bit easier for hospitals to try to comply, even though by the time the deadline kicks in, we're already over Omicron, but we might be ready for the next wave if there is one. So CMS had issued guidance on December 28th regarding the updated timeline for compliance. They want vaccination of all employees of healthcare providers that participate in the Medicare and Medicaid programs, regardless of responsibility or patient contact. Development of policies and procedures related to the same. While employees may submit requests for religious or medical exemptions from vaccination, they cannot choose to be tested rather than vaccinated. Again, this is kind of anti-medicine because if you have immunity, then don't you get to prove it? Why can't you choose a test? And I don't care how many vaccines you've had. After having diagnosed so many boosted people with COVID, I'd like to know if you have COVID in front of me. Having gotten a shot a year ago means jack diddly squat. If you have active COVID, I mean, if I'm a hospital and I'm trying to, you know, protect my patients, I want to know if you have active COVID. I want to know if you have active flu. I want to know if you have active pneumonia. But no, it's all about did you get a shot in the past. That again, from a medical standpoint, it's not making a lot of sense, people. All right? So the new guidance is directed to healthcare providers and surveyors and focused on how to proceed. The 25 states that are currently subject to this, I'm not exactly sure why it's not all of them, but the 25 states include California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. By January 27, 2022, covered healthcare providers must demonstrate that they are in compliance with CMS. 100% of staff had to have had at least one dose or have a pending request or have an exemption. By February 28, 2022, 100% of the staff had to have had both doses. If a provider does not meet the criteria but can show more than 90% of its staff are vaccinated, they could get a delay. By March 28, 2022, there has to be 100% compliance with the vaccination. By March 28, 2022, my vaccine is probably, my immunity is probably super down. So, to answer your question, if you're in the healthcare field, you probably aren't going to get your job back. If you live in any of those states that take Medicare or Medicaid funds and you aren't vaccinated. If you're in the private sector, your boss can do whatever the hell they want. Now, what about suing? Well, we talked about the Americans with Disabilities Act and we talked about the Americans with Civil Rights Act. A lawyer is not allowed to violate those. So if you feel it's against your civil rights, you could try to take it to the courts. The problem is the courts are all pro-vaccine. They don't look at it as you being forced to take an injection or not be able to feed your family as a violation of civil rights. But, you know, the things might turn in the legal system. As far as I'm concerned, I want people safe. I don't want people, you know, being hospitalized. I think the vaccines do help. I think they work. I just think it is completely unconstitutional and against our civil rights and even possibly the ADA by forcing a vaccine. So at this point in time with the courts, you probably can't sue your employer. And if you live in an at-will state or whatever, a state where they could fire you at any time, you won't be able to sue your employer. And I don't really want you to sue your employer. All right, these employers are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Employers might be sued for not doing a mandate because an employee could say, well, you didn't keep me safe. So employers are kind of screwed right now. But if you did lose your job, you know, I don't know. I'd say that's probably not the employer I would want to work for, to be honest. You know, that's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What I would, though, be prepared for is fourth booster shots are already in the works. But this third booster shot, if you think you kind of got out of it, you lost your job, now you can hopefully find a job where they won't force it. Expect this to evolve. Expect this to be very fluid. What happened with the Supreme Court is not going to completely destroy all bad mandates and vaccine mandates for good. The fact that they let it exist still in the healthcare sector, while at the same time they're allowing sick COVID workers to come to work, means this is not a situation that is already said and done. There's a lot of dissent, there's a lot of disagreement, and whoever's going to be in control of Congress can make that change to make a mandate. If the Republicans get control of Congress, probably not going to happen. If the Democrats stay in control, they might move forward because they really, really like, you know, mandates, I guess. Not all Democrats, but a good number of them. So my recommendation to all of you is if you do feel that you lost your job and you think you have an opportunity to get your job back and you really love that job, go for it. But if you think this is going to come back and haunt you, it probably will. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A salmonella outbreak has affected at least 44 people in 25 states. The CDC warned Americans that contact with bearded dragons, a popular reptilian pet, has resulted in more than three dozen people across the country becoming infected with a strain of bacteria called Salmonella Uganda. After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
A TGIF to you, my friend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Kids going to college is on the decline.
College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. That has education experts concerned that a growing number of students are shunning higher education as a cultural shift instead of a short-term effect of pandemic disruptions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday blocked the Biden administration from enforcing its sweeping vaccine or test requirements for large private companies. The OSHA mandate required that workers at businesses with 100 or more employees get vaccinated or submit to a negative COVID test weekly to enter the workplace. That has been found unconstitutional. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so if a doctor talks about ivermectin, they're called crazy. They say they're promoting horse dewormers and all that. If a doctor talks about some of these studies with fluvoxamine, nobody, you don't even see any headlines about fluvoxamine. Benadryl, even Viagra has been shown to have some promise with COVID. But where will you see a headline, and where is it okay and safe to talk about? Where can a doctor talk about something that might be useful in the COVID fight? Well, as long as it's about marijuana. So headline after headline and study after study is getting out there, and we keep hearing about how marijuana or cannabis or hemp, less THC component, can be used in the COVID fight. That apparently we get free rein to talk about, and nobody's going to silence us for misinformation. It's fascinating how marijuana might work. I think it's fantastic. I'm not telling everybody to smoke weed, but at least I have a very small window of opportunity to talk about some other products out there that might actually be used in the COVID fight, since we're not allowed to talk about ivermectin and some of these other things. So I'm going to run with it, okay? Marijuana. If they're going to let me talk about marijuana, talk about marijuana. So the latest study, now, I don't know if you guys have been following my blog. Do you even listen? You guys are going to get a pop quiz. I'm sick of this. You're going to get a pop quiz. I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in years, and I'm just kind of itching to do that. So every time there's some really interesting study and a pretty valid study, I put it in my, a lot of times you'll see some of my articles. The first part is new, and then there looks like there's a repeat. Not because I'm bored, it's I want to show you some of the older data. So there's a few ways marijuana has been found to affect COVID. In this latest study, this is coming from Oregon State University, they looked at cannabinoid acids from hemp or cannabis sativa. And you have sativa and indica. All right, we talked about the difference, but we'll do that again. So they found that certain compounds in cannabis sativa was able to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection from a virus from getting into the human cells. And they think how these cannabinoid compounds work, because we don't want to just say, okay, pot helps. People want to know why. What's the mechanism? So in this latest study, they think the mechanism is it acts as a cell entry inhibitor. It interferes with the COVID virus spike protein attachment to the cell. They only looked at alpha and beta COVID variants, which means this study's a little older. It did, or the data started from older because Omicron's too new. And realize alpha and beta COVID variants have different spike proteins. But if they find that these cannabinoid compounds within cannabis can prevent the attachment of the spike protein, that's antiviral activity. That's pretty damn cool. So that's one study. In another study, now this was in March, I don't know if you guys remember me talking about this one, University of Chicago researchers found metabolites also present in marijuana, but these prevented the replication. So as opposed to attachment, which they found that some cannabinoid compounds out of University of Oregon State, in University of Chicago, they thought that cannabidiol and 7-hydroxycannabidiol inhibited viral gene expression and reversed many of the effects of SARS-CoV-2 on host gene transcription. So they think cannabis will interfere with the virus taking over our virus, not the entry part of it. Now this is a whole new mechanism. Such that when the virus, because that, how does it work? The virus comes into Dr. Dahlia, they're like, oh, this is loud. They come in, you find the ACE2 receptor, get into the cell. Cell's like, what the hell are you doing here? The virus is like, we're taking over. And they're hostage. They're like, okay, what do you want us to do? You need to make more of me. Make more of me virus. So they make more me, and they make more virus, and then the virus escapes, cell dies off, then they attach to new cells. So like, what the hell is this? All right? It doesn't matter how loud I am, the virus can still get in. So now we're talking about not the attachment part, we're talking about within the cell. So within the cell, they believe the cannabis could interfere with the virus talking to the host cell. So when the virus is going, okay, you need to make more of me, the host cell's like, what? Dude. And I'm too lazy. I'm on break. Maybe that's what happens. So they say CBD induces interferon expression and upregulates its antiviral signaling pathway. A cohort of human patients previously taking cannabis had significantly lower SARS-CoV-2 infection incidence of up to an order of magnitude relative to matched pairs of the general population. So what they meant is those who had marijuana on board seemed to have less viral expression, maybe viral load. Very, very cool, but a completely different mechanism. So they suggest that further research in cannabidiol metabolites could be preventative and therapeutic agents in early COVID infection. And when they suggested this, nobody canceled them. So, here's another study. Last January, researchers at the University of Lethbridge thought they found a reason why COVID could help, why marijuana could help. They think marijuana helped prevent the deadly cytokine storm that causes the acute respiratory distress syndrome. So remember we told you guys what happens is virus gets into the cell, virus makes more, makes the cell make more virus, okay, and then goes out to other cells, makes more. So your body has two choices, okay? Your body can fight it and fight it without there being mass casualties, or your body could be like, oh, man, World War III. When your body decides to do World War III, you could go into something called a cytokine storm, where you have so many inflammatory agents that the immune system consumes you. And these people get severe respiratory distress, lungs fill up with fluid. And so it's not so much the virus that killed them, it was their body's response that killed them. So one way to fight severe COVID is to limit that cytokine storm. We might use steroids, we might use antivirals, we might use famotidine, aspirin. Some people have suggested colchicine, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. There's all sorts of things that we think might affect the cytokine storm aspect of it. They think marijuana could help it on that level. So we're talking three different levels here. So the cytokines are proteins and components that need to fight the infection. The immune system starts fighting you and your healthy organs. This leads to severe inflammation, respiratory distress, and sometimes death. And I have a picture of this. Study authors found three strains, number 4, number 8, and number 14 of cannabis sativa, to down-regulate or slow some of the cytokines, like tumor necrosis factor, interleukin-6, CCL2. What did that do? Minimize inflammation and lung scarring. So they think it modulates gene expression, modulates the inflammation, and can have several potential therapeutic applications against autoinflammatory diseases and even cancer. So this is some pretty interesting stuff. So sativa is the more thin-looking marijuana leaf plant. The branches are farther apart. It looks slimmer, whereas indica, they have more broad leaves that overlap, and the sativa has higher THC, higher of the psychoactive portion versus CBD, which is why a lot of people like sativa. It causes more euphoria, can help decrease anxiety, treat depression, increase appetite, might increase your energy, boost creativity, whereas indica is the more lay low, sedative, helps reduce anxiety, might induce your appetite, could be also used for pain and muscle spasms, even though sativa we also have found to help with neuropathic cancer pain. In fact, there's a prescription called Sativex. So, Epidiolex, that we use for seizures. But, so interesting stuff. So, three different ways marijuana could possibly be used to fight COVID. Very cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Wax, where can people get hydroxychloroquine for COVID? Okay, guys, I can't. Yeah, okay, I know. Hydroxychloroquine is not going away, people. It is not going away. Impossible to get. I'm in Nevada. You cannot prescribe hydroxychloroquine in Nevada for anything other than lupus, autoimmune diseases. If at all we get caught trying to write it for COVID, we could be in trouble. And hydroxychloroquine is something that is being used. Dennis Prager used hydroxychloroquine. I believe Glenn Beck, who currently has COVID, using hydroxychloroquine. Aaron Rodgers, I think, also had used I know he got ivermectin. I think he also got hydroxychloroquine. And so, you know, this is something that I think a lot of people still want some clarity on, because they think it was very, very politicized. And it was. It was. Hydroxychloroquine is one of those drugs where I truly believe it works for some and doesn't work for others. I believe that for some people, it will probably hurt them. I believe for other people, it'll be exactly what they need. And I also believe for some people that it might not do jack diddly squat, that you would get better anyway. So because there's all this, shall we say, debate, and we don't have a lot of clarity on it, that we're not going to get the CDC and the FDA to approve it. It got too politicized, and it's a shame because it's almost like what they're doing is anything Trump talked about is canceled. And I really do believe that we have a subset of patients who might have taken hydroxychloroquine for either malaria, for lupus, whatever condition they were taking it for, and they didn't get severe COVID. This is one of the easiest retrospective studies you could do. Go back to anybody during the first nasty wave of killer COVID. Okay, right now Omicron is more of a bothersome COVID, but Delta was killer, Alpha was killer, but the wild type, killer COVID in late 2019, early 20. Find out who was on hydroxychloroquine daily for a condition. Look at all those people who got it, who lived from COVID, who didn't. You could take one city. You could take a region. You could look at people across, let's say, a healthcare system across the United States. Not that difficult to study. Why don't we have that data? Because if they say it didn't work, there were people on hydroxychloroquine that dropped dead, then okay. Not case closed, science is always evolving, but that might, you know, that might lend some clarity. But I have seen time and time again, wealthy, high-profile people are getting hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and monoclonal antibodies. And here we are waiting for Paxlovid to come to our local pharmacy. Paxlovid might work, but, I mean, you know, we're seeing high-profile people do well with COVID. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe they would have done fine anyway. So there's another study out of the University of Glasgow that is looking at hydroxychloroquine. It has not yet been published in a scientific journal, but it looks at how antibodies from vaccines block Omicron from entering cells, and the researchers conclude that antibodies, the proteins, right, against previous variants or induced by vaccines might be less effective than Omicron. But there might be a role of hydroxychloroquine, they're saying. They say hydroxychloroquine is a drug that accumulates in the endosomes. Endosome is when the cell's membrane folds back in on itself, creating a bubble of outside material, so it almost absorbs the virus and then brings it in. So if a cell wants something, it reaches out with the hand, cups it, and then brings it in. So that's kind of like an endosome. Many viruses exploit this endosome by they pretend to be a nutrient or something, then the virus, and then the cell will take it in. SARS might enter from the surface using an ACE receptor or via an endosome. The University of Glasgow study shows that Omicron has picked up mutations that improve its ability to enter our cells via endosomes. That's where hydroxychloroquine may come into play. Hydroxychloroquine will accumulate in endosomes, decrease their acidity, disrupt their function, making endosomes less acidic, reducing membrane fusion, thereby reducing SARS-CoV-2 ability to enter cells. They think hydroxychloroquine could therefore act as an antiviral. This is kind of how hydroxychloroquine works as an antimalarial or anti-inflammatory. So, I mean, I get that there's a lot of, one of you had asked, how does colchicine work? Okay, hold on a second. I wrote something on this. So colchicine is a gout medication. Okay? Let me see. Colchicine and COVID. Oh, come on. Where is it? You know what? I wrote a piece on this. Colchicine, I believe, works on the anti-inflammatory component of it. Because we use colchicine for gout. And we use it to treat a variety of to treat basically a lot of gout sort of conditions. Now, The Lancet did an article on colchicine, and I apologize, my computer is being slow, and they tried to do a study to evaluate the efficacy. They did it's called the recovery trial. And what they did is they had patients in the UK, Indonesia, Nepal, and they treated them with colchicine. And they found that colchicine was not associated with reductions in 28-day mortality, duration of hospital stay, or risk of progressing to invasive mechanical ventilation or death. Now, this is one study. Colchicine had been talked about for a while. We didn't hear much this last year, probably because of this Lancet study. But it doesn't mean it slams the door. All right? A lot of people are saying colchicine is misleading. Colchicine can't, you know, I do believe that there were some studies that showed that there was effectiveness. In one clinical trial, I believe they did find, it was called the interventional, it was an interventional trial, I don't know if I have the name, it's called Effectiveness of Colchicine Among Patients with COVID-19 Infection, and I believe that study was supposed to look at if they found patients with less morbidity and mortality. Not a lot of data on colchicine, so I'm sorry, and I don't have too much on that, but colchicine is one of the drugs that has been studied. Fluvoxamine has had some very fascinating data. In fact, I saw a liberal who actually said he's even now prescribed it. So he's even doing off-label. So, wow, you're starting to convince some liberals. Because, again, the Lancet, they really like the Lancet. The Lancet found that fluvoxamine could lower the need for hospitalization in high-risk patients. Now, fluvoxamine is not a very popular drug used in America because it's an antidepressant known as Luvox. And we've used so many other ones that were better tolerated that people liked. I think I wrote a prescription for Luvox back in the 90s, but the drug still exists. And so in the Together trial, they looked at repurposed treatments. 741 were on fluvoxamine, 756 on placebo, and so they found that with fluvoxamine, the former needed less tertiary care than the latter. So tertiary care meaning needing the hospitalization, ventilation, you know, more severe care. So that's pretty fascinating. They think it could downregulate the sigma-1 receptor, preventing cytokine storm. So one thing, and again, I'll talk a little bit more and answer your questions on this, but 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But what we're looking at is whether it's replication, whether it's absorption. We're looking at multiple different ways that these other drugs might have a role. 1-877-DOCDALI.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.